This convent was my refuge, a place of sunshine and of death, where very early in the morning, the clap of a wooden signal woke the nine of us who slept in the long dormitory. We woke to see Sister Marie Augustine sitting, serene and neat, bolt upright in a wooden chair. The long brown room was full of gold sunlight and shadows of trees moving quietly. I learnt to say very quickly, as the others did, "Offer up all the prayers, works and sufferings of this day." "But what about happiness?" I thought at first. "Is there no happiness?" There must be. Oh, happiness, of course. Happiness, well. But I soon forgot about happiness, running down the stairs to the big stone bath where we splashed about, wearing long grey cotton chemises which reached to our ankles. The smell of soap as you cautiously soaped yourself under the chemise, a trick to be learned, dressing with modesty, another trick. Great splashes of sunlight as we ran up the wooden steps of the refectory. Hot coffee and rolls and melting butter. But after the meal, now and at the hour of our death, and at midday and at 6 in the evening, now and at the hour of our death, let perpetual light shine on them. This is for my mother, I would think, wherever her soul is wandering, for it has left her body. Then I remembered how she hated a strong light and loved the cool and the shade. It is a different light, they told me. Still, I would not say it. Soon we were back in the shifting shadows outside, more beautiful than any perpetual light could be. And soon I learnt to gabble without thinking as the others did. About changing now and the hour of our death, for that is all we have.